You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Dodgers seem to have answered their second base question, and it might be an answer that we weren't exactly expecting. Let's talk to Ken Gernick about that. I'm Allison Fitter. Ken, so we've been speculating on what the Dodgers are going to do about second base all offseason, and they made a deal for Logan Forsythe. So can you tell us the details about that and just kind of your thoughts on the fact that the Dozier thing seems to be off now, and just what went into the Dodgers' thinking on Forsythe?
He was their second choice all along. Mm-hmm. They obviously preferred Dozier, 42 home runs, but they didn't prefer giving up two prospects for him. They were holding out, hoping that Minnesota would cave, and Minnesota was holding out that the Dodgers would cave, and eventually the Dodgers pivoted and went to their backup pick, which is Forsythe. They have a lot of familiarity with him because Andrew Friedman had traded for him with Tampa, and Dave Roberts had coached him when they were both in San Diego, so they know the kind of player he is. Dave Roberts said he has kind of the right DNA to be the guy to take over for Chase Utley. He's kind of a similar grinder type, good in the clubhouse, plays every day. He's a right-handed bat, which they needed. He's younger, obviously, than Chase Utley. He probably will bat leadoff and can play against righties and lefties. His splits are almost identical. So he's a real solid second choice, maybe not as good a player as Dozier, but obviously he came cheaper as far as what they had to give up for him. And he fills three holes in being a right-handed hitting second baseman who can bat at the top of the order.
Yeah, .264 batting average last year, .778 OPS, 20 home runs. Certainly, yeah, a very solid player. So it's just a straight-up trade for Jose De Leon. So that seems to be not too painful, even though losing De Leon, I'm sure. I guess it's probably a little bit easier for them to swallow because they kind of knew that whatever they were going to do, they were going to lose. He was most likely going to be included, correct?
Well, between those two players, sure. Could have signed a free agent earlier on. But, yeah, right. For those two players, they were going to have to give up somebody. They have starting pitching depth, and they have outfield depth. So they traded from their starting pitching depth. They have veterans. They're deep in veterans, and they're also deep in prospects. And this was the one that they decided that they would be willing to give up. You know, as I said, they have they have Kazmir and McCarthy and Ryu and Wood to battle for the fifth spot, along with some young pitchers like Ross Stripling and Brock Stewart. I mean, they have plenty of arms to slide in behind Kershaw, Hill, Maeda, and Urias. So, you know, you're talking about really like 10 different pitchers that they feel can be starters on their team. So, you know, it's not that De Leon wasn't good, and it's not that he was expendable, but if they had to trade from a position of depth, starting pitching was it.
I noticed in reading your coverage that you did mention that possibly they could be interested in Chase Utley as a bench player. So I guess the door hasn't completely closed on that. It's still so much that he can bring to a team. So I guess we should still keep our eye on that to see maybe if they make a move there.
Well, there's going to be a numbers crunch, really, because especially with all these outfielders, unless they make a trade. You know, they need a relief pitcher, a middle innings relief pitcher, and they could always make a trade and alleviate some of the problem. But they right now they have too many outfielders, and they sure don't have room for Chase Utley, it wouldn't seem, at this point. So, you know, something would have to change. But on the other hand, Andrew Friedman said if Chase Utley had hit right-handed, he probably would have been re-signed already. So, they obviously like him, but for balance, they needed a right-handed hitter to put in this predominantly left-handed lineup.
Yeah, this is turning out to be quite an impressive Dodgers roster, really going into spring training. Things seem to be coming together well for them. There was one minor deal that I just wanted to touch on. They acquired Brett Eibner, who was designated for assignment by the A's last Friday. So not really impressive numbers, you know, terribly impressive, but sort of reinforcement, I guess. What was their interest in him? Where did that come from?
Yeah, he's probably minor league insurance, especially in case Trace Thompson's back doesn't heal up. They're kind of similar right-handed power hitters, big. You know, the Dodgers also have Scott Van Slyke, so they don't have a shortage of that type of player. But they are looking for more right-handed bats because of the struggles they've had against left-handers. But with he's about eighth or ninth on the outfield depth chart, so I don't imagine that he's going to be on the opening day roster, although you never know. But, you know, the Dodgers have you know, Puig and Ethier and Toles and Van Slyke and Thompson, Jock Peterson in center field. I mean, they don't need more outfielders, at least not on the major league level, if everybody's healthy.
So this is the time of year where there's optimism all around when teams report to spring training. Everybody seems to think that they have a chance. Of course, there are teams that know they don't. But I also like that players are just refreshed and they feel ready to go. You caught up with Puig recently. We have to touch on Puig, right? We can't go a podcast and not talk about him. But you said he's a trimmer, Yasiel Puig, and seems to be in a good mindset. So he seems to have now adopted some of the conditioning habits that maybe his trainers have been wanting him to do. And so that's probably a little positive to see him just going that route.
Yeah, you know, and I would imagine that, you know, being sent to the minor leagues and then coming back as a platoon player, you know, that's a wake-up call, or it should be, and it seems like it is. He said he has a cook who prepares his meals for him now. The team asked him to kind of slim down a little bit. Dave Roberts felt that his mass is not fat, but his muscle mass had really kind of gotten away of his swing and his mechanics. So they're hopeful that he shows up a different type player, not only visually, but in the way he performs, that he can somehow regain that electric bat that he had in his first 2 years. And as Dave Roberts said today, you know, if they can get 600 at-bats out of Yasiel Puig, it means he's playing well, and it means that the Dodgers are a better team. He said pretty much the same thing about Jock Peterson. He would prefer that they don't be platoon players, you know, and can't play against, in Puig's case, right-handed pitching, and in Peterson's case, left-handed pitching. But they're going to have to show it on the field in spring training to earn those opportunities.
Absolutely. Should be an interesting one. Okay, Ken, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Catch up with you soon.
Thanks, Allison.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.